Granny Zabner, I believe that's Irene.
I dog his lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today is the grand opening of Pine Ridge's new museum, and a large crowd is already lined up outside the door waiting for the momentous occasion. And as we look in on the little community today, we find two of the museum's officers, Abner and Cedric, inside the Jot 'em Down store making last-minute preparations. Listen.
Boy, there sure is a big crowd out there waiting to get in. Just look out there, Mr. Abner.
I know there, Cedric. Fact is, them young'uns in the front line there, they've been for about an hour and a half that I know of.
Well, why don't you go ahead and let them in?
Because it ain't 1 o'clock yet. That's when the grand opening of the museums is supposed to start. That's what Lum said, 1 o'clock sharp. And besides, he ain't back here yet, neither.
Well, whereabouts is Mr. Lum at?
Oh, he run over to Dick Huddleston's store to get some more paper cups to serve the lemonade in.
Oh, we're going to serve lemonade today?
Oh, sure. Ain't nothing small time about this grand opening of ours, Cedric. Free lemonade for everybody. Balloons for the young'uns and favors for the ladies.
Oh, what have you got for boys about my size?
Well, here, you're part of the museum, Cedric.
Oh, you ain't going to show me off.
No, I ain't going to show you off. You're one of the high bossifers, don't you recollect?
Oh, yeah, that's right. President or something like that, I believe.
Yeah, and you get to dip out the lemonade, too.
Good for me.
I wish Mom would hurry up and get back. It's just about a couple of minutes till we got to open up them doors.
Rick, now order a sample of lemonade, Mr. Abner.
It's done being sampled, Cedric. I done that myself. And another thing, I don't want you calling me Abner no more, neither.
Well, that's your name, ain't it?
Well, in a way it is, but see, I'm a king now, Cedric, and folks don't go around calling kings Abner.
King?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure enough for king?
I am a genuine 14-carat king.
Well, I never knowed that before.
Well, be honest, I never knowed it myself till yesterday, when we got that last batch of buried treasure from over in Tennessee.
Oh, did it say in there that you was a king?
Well, it never just come right out flat-footed and said that, but see, there was a picture of me in there, and I don't know how my picture could have got into a suitcase full of old treasure that way, lest I was a king.
Yeah, that sure proves it,
I'm Oh, sure, I'm it.
Well, what are you king of, anyway?
Why? Well, I don't know, to be honest. Maybe Tennessee, more likely, is what I am.
Tennessee, king of Tennessee, huh?
Yeah, I might have done some kinging over a long time ago and just plumb forgot all about it. You know how things like it can slip your mind.
Yes, Mama, I done something once and forgot all about it.
Well,
I can't even think now what it was.
His Royal Highness A. Peabody, head king of Tennessee. Hot doggy, that sounds good, don't it?
Yes, Mama, it sure does. Do I have to call you all that every time I want to talk to you?
Well, no, Cedric. Long as you're an old friend, one of my favorite pheasants, why, you can chop that down a little. Just call me My Majesty or My Highness or something like that.
Yes, well, Mr. Highness.
Well, that don't sound quite right, Cedric. Better make that My Highness.
Yes, well, Mr. My Highness.
That's better.
Well, whereabouts is your crown at, Mr. My Mr. Highness? Ain't you supposed to wear one of them?
Well, yes, I am, Cedric, but that law won't let me. I fixed up a little old crown out of cardboard here, but Lum made me take it off.
Well, he can't boss you around, or can he?
I know he can't. I think he's just jealous, that's the whole thing.
Jealous, huh?
Yeah, he always wants to be the head of everything. You know how he is.
Well, of course, he ain't a king, too, I bet.
It just hates to see me get ahead of him. Don't get off, show him. I ain't gonna even pine him a vice king. Not even a vice duke. Might just let him be a little old junior prince or some kind. I don't know.
Hey, Mr. King, it's 1 o'clock.
Huh?
1 o'clock. Better open up the doors.
I know that it is, ain't it? Well, Lum ain't back yet, though, Cedric.
Yeah, but all them people are expecting to get in right at 1 o'clock. It's liable to break down the door if you don't let them in.
Well, I don't reckon we need Lum here open the door no way. After all, I'm a king. I ought to have some say-so about how things go around here.
Yes, Mom, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, you get over there by the lemonade bucket there and get ready to start using that dipper, Cedric, and out the door and start hauling in the money. Wait a minute, Cedric. You ain't got a ribbon on.
A ribbon?
Yeah.
Oh, my hair looks all right the way it is.
I don't mean a hair ribbon, Cedric.
Well, what kind then?
Why,
Like you win at the county fair? Did our place said something good for me? What was it? What did it win?
Wait a minute. You never win nothing.
I bet I got a blue ribbon coming.
No, what I mean is just a little ribbon to wear on your coat so that folks can tell you're a museum ossifer, not one of the customers. See, like this, and I'm wearing here.
Oh, I wondered what that was.
Yeah, here's one for you right here. Now, pin that on your coat there.
Yes, Paul. Have to wear this one to eliminate everybody, huh?
Yeah, that's it, Cedric. Get set for the grand opening. Now, here goes. I'm going to unlock the door. No, because I still wish I could have wore a crown or...
Hey, Abner, get away from that door, Abner. Don't unlock that.
Huh?
Don't turn that key, Abner. I've got something to show you.
For the land's sakes, where'd you come from, Long?
I come in the back way, natural.
Oh.
Couldn't get through that mob out there in front. Hurry up now, get away from that door.
Well, it's 1 o'clock, Lom. That's when we told everybody the doors had opened.
I don't care what we told them. Nobody's coming in here.
Well, Lom, how can the folks see the antiques if they don't come inside? They ain't going to pay 15 cents to stand there and peep through the windows.
Well, if you'll just calm down for a second, I'll explain the whole thing to you.
I still don't see why we went to all the trouble to put all this junk on display. We ain't going to let nobody look at it.
Well, in the first place, all that junk belongs to your papa.
I don't... To Papa?
Yes, sir. See this card here?
Is Papa a king, too? I know this king must run in our family. That's funny. Papa never mentioned that before.
Listen, Abner, let me finish what I was saying. This postcard just come in the mail this morning. It's from your Papa.
Old King Peabody.
And he says he's coming to visit you for a spell.
Well, good for him. More likely wants to sit down and discuss the king business with me.
No, he ain't doing no such a thing.
Wish he could have got here for the another museum today.
We ain't got no museum. Can't you understand that?
No museum? Well, just a minute. What do you call all these antiques we got strolled around the store here, Long? All this buried treasure stuff here.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, that ain't no buried treasure.
All this stuff around the store here?
It's just your papa's belongings. He's been sending them on ahead. Here, read the card for yourself.
Yeah, let me see that thing. You're talking here. You got me all mixed up.
You want me to eliminate you, Mr. Long?
No, Cedric, I ain't thirsty.
Well, it's free. Don't cost nothing. Got favors for the ladies, too.
Hi, doggies. You know what, Long? Papa's coming to visit me.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
He says here that he wants me to take care of his belongings when they get here. I reckon I better call up Dick Huddleston and see if any of his stuff has got in yet.
Well, it's done got here. There it is, right there. It's what I'm trying to tell you. It's on display.
What? You mean that stuff there that was dug up by that fella in Tennessee?
No, it wasn't. We just thought it was.
Huh?
We seen the boxes was coming from Tennessee and just jumped at a conclusion.
We did.
We never stopped to think that... might be from your papa over there in Tennessee.
Lom, you mean that all the time we thought we was getting buried treasure?
That's exactly what I mean.
Oh?
That's how come that picture of you was in there.
Well, I do know. I'll be a polka-dotted possum. I thought some of that stuff in there looked kind of familiar to me. You recollect one day, Lom, I said that sword in one of them boxes looked just exactly like one that Papa used to have.
Yeah, and that'll get us stop and think right then.
Why, sure.
But no, you insisted on thinking it was buried treasure and start up this dadgum museum.
Me? Well, I was against the idea all along, Lom. You was
all... Well, ain't no time to discuss that now. We got to figure out what to do with all them folks lined up out there in front there.
Oh, doggies, that's right. Well, what are we going to do about them?
A balloon, Mr. Lom?
No, Cedric.
Lemonade, Mr. My Highness.
Cedric, don't call me that no more.
I reckon we ought to just go out there and tell them to go on home, because there ain't no museum after all, but I just hate to do it.
Oh, some of us been standing there for hours long waiting to get inside to look at the antiques.
Oh, yeah, it'd be the worst one disappointment they ever went through.
Yeah.
Some of them might not never get over it, I don't know.
Well, you just can't let them stand out there, though, Lum.
No, we can't, I know.
Well, why don't we let them in anyway, Lum? They'll never know the difference.
No, that'd be unhonest, Abner.
Why don't we just come right out flat-footed and tell them that it's Papa's stuff? That'd be legal, wouldn't it?
Well, nobody's going to pay good to come in here just to look at your Papa's old clothes and cooking pans and junk.
No, I reckon not.
What they got their head set on is seeing antiques.
Yeah, some of Papa's things there is pretty old, Lum.
Yeah, but it just wouldn't be honest, Abner. Looks like the only thing to do is just go out there and tell them the truth. I just hope we don't get lawsuit, though. That's what I hope.
Lawsuit? Can they lawsuit for that?
Well, sure. We advertised a museum in black and ink. Now we ain't got one. That's false on representations and habeas corpus, too, I think.
Oh, my goodness alive.
Huh. Yeah, the minute we step out there and tell them, why, me and you are just as good as in the penitentiary.
Don't say that, Law.
If they don't lawsuit us, they'll more than likely want our tar and feathers and run us clean out of town.
Oh, my.
Folks don't take a big disappointment like this without raising a big ruckus of some kind.
I just hope nobody out there ain't toting far on.
Yeah, me too. Well, come on. Might as well go out and face it.
Yeah.
Come on, Cedric. You better come along with us.
Want me to bring the lemonade?
No, leave that stuff here,
Cedric. Hey, fellas.
Grandpap, what are you doing sneaking in the back way?
Well, I come in to find out when you're going to open up them pigeon-toed doors.
Oh, that. Well,
Everybody's getting powerful restless and fidgety out there.
Oh.
When are the flat-footed doors going
to
open?
Well, they ain't going to, Grandpap, because with this cupboard, we ain't got no museum stuff for them to look at.
Well, who cares about that? You don't think them folks are lined up to look at them old idiotic entities, do you?
Huh?
All they've come for is the free lemonade and the balloons.
I know his Grandpap, is that the truth?
Why, sure, I hate to insult you fellas right to your face, but that's a fact.
Well...
Insult? My grannies, that's the happiest words I've ever heard spoke.
Abner, open up them doors. Cedric, get to pouring out the lemonade. The celebrate's on.